This is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Chow is the girlfriend of a small-time hood in a dingy mining city in northern China. She's confident, pretty, and fiercely loyal. But after a violent showdown on a downtown street, she ends up taking the fall for him. She serves 5 years in prison, and when she's released, she discovers her one-time lover has abandoned her. But will her journey across China to find her ex-lover and reestablish her reputation bring her what she wants? And will their love be pure? Ash is Purest White is a new feature that played at Cannes and TIFF. It's a passionate melodrama that chronicles the changes in China as it modernizes, as seen by a gangster and his mall. It is written and directed by one of China's best and most famous filmmakers, Jia Jiangke. It opens in March, on March 22nd in Toronto, and I'm very pleased to have Jia Jiangke with an interpreter here by telephone from New York to tell us more about Ash is Purest White. Jia Jiangke, you originally come from Fengyang in Shanxi province in northeastern China. It seems to be a place people come from, not a place people go to. It's drab, it's poor, it's somewhat depressing. And yet you do come back to Fengyang in many of your films. Xiaowu, Platform, Mountains May Depart, and now Ash is Purest White. What does Fengyang mean to you?
So
to me, I think that the way I treat this particular location, this particular step space, has a lot to do with the rapid transformations that I experienced personally in China when I was growing up. So around 7-8 years ago that China experienced this sudden reform and open door policies, and I firsthand experience, observe, and witness the rapid, dramatic changes that are going on around me in my own community, in my own county, in my own city, and in my own province. So I do think that you would see the beginning and the appearance of this major gap between the have and the have-not. You also see the major gap between the urban and the rural, and how a lot of young people, because of this particular dynamic, that they need to move from the rural area to the urban cities to find better opportunities and better life. So I do think that this is something that is very personal, and something that I have been observing and witnessing for a long period of time. And in order for me to make films that I want to make, I need to find that particular perspective that I not only familiar with, but also something that I think will be the most effective way to tease out and examine the issues that I want to examine. So for me, the best way is to go to where the ordinary peoples are, to these cities or counties or areas. I think that you will really see in the most dramatic way how they have and have not, and also the gap between the urban and the rural. And that is the hidden part of China, that is this unseen part of China that I'm most interested in. That's why I'm constantly going back to either Fengyang or Shanxi as a province to make my film, or to have characters somehow connected to this particular area.
Zhao Tao's character, Chao, is more than just a girlfriend to the mobster. She's almost like his bodyguard. She saves his life 3 times in the movie. Talk about their relationship. Is being afraid of Chao?
So I wouldn't say that the Bing or the broader Bing character is actually scared of Chow Chow as a character. I do think that for my observations, that sometimes during the key moments, usually is the woman that will step up and really challenge or somehow resolve the particular conflict at hand. Whereas for men tend to somehow just fade into the background, or that they're just not trying to confront the issues that they are dealing with. So to me, I really hope that through these characters and for this particular movie, I will offer an opportunity for a lot of people, especially male audience, to really rethink and to reflect on their lives and where they stand and where they position themselves in the society, and think about whether or not there should be a different way in terms of how to deal with the other sex, how to deal with the other gender, and especially using the form and the genre of the underworld, which is a very, very male-driven society and male-driven value. So how to break away from that is something that I want to examine with this particular film.
And more than that, in my mind, you portrayed the gangster as weaker or damaged. I mean, because in many scenes, he's on crutches, he's in a wheelchair, he's in a hospital bed, while Chow Chow is always the strong, able one. Was this a deliberate portrayal of the male character as somehow weak or just damaged?
So I didn't intentionally try to create these two characters in such a way that one is getting stronger and stronger as the story goes, and the other one is just the opposite. It's not until after I finished the script and I read the script and realized and surprised by the fact that I actually subconsciously creating this particular male character somehow become weaker and weaker as the story progresses. In this particular span of 17 years, it's almost also offered me an opportunity to re-examine, to look back on my own experience and how I observe within the mainstream culture how a lot of the people, especially men, they tend to lose themselves in the pursuit of either wealth or power. And on the other hand, the female counterpart tend to still have certain persistence or insistence in what they believe as be true, or how they love in terms of the interpersonal relationship they have, or how they see themselves and the grit that they develop dealing with all the the ups and downs of their lives. So I do think that it is a great way to structure the film, and I didn't do it intentionally, but subconsciously, but it is nonetheless a great way to reflect on what's it like to be a man in this particular world, and how, you know, it's very, very very, very male-driven and still very, very patriotic society. How can we somehow as men to see things differently and hopefully have a better way moving forward to see ourselves in the society?
I've seen almost all your films, and Chow Chow is featured in almost every one of them. Feels almost like a movie without Chow Chow would not be a movie by Jia Jiankui. Aside from her role as the lead actress, does she add something else to the films you make?
So in terms of Zhao Tao and my collaboration with her for this particular film, Ashes Pure as White, I do think that she offered rich details to the film in such a way that I, as a male director, can never be able to somehow capture or somehow express. So I do think that not only in terms of the rich details that she can provide, but also because of the fact that she is such a great actress with great imaginations with this particular character that I want her to develop, that she brought in a lot of layered performances and a lot of layered details, as I mentioned before, and the sensibility that she can provide, the female logics and the female sensibility, is something that I think is crucial for this film, because, as I mentioned, that this is very much about a film for the male character or just male population in general to really rethink and reflect on their position in society, but also at the same time, it is also to think about how to not only empathize, but also to really value the female logic and the female sensibilities in this particular male-dominated patriarchal society.
There's one theme I've noticed in many of your films where characters mistake imitation for the real thing. So, for example, in Shijie World, there's a theme park with fake Eiffel Tower and other monuments around the world. And this one, the gangster, the mobster, watches a Jianghu film, a gangster movie from Hong Kong. And he seems to take it for a lesson on how he should behave. So I wonder if you could talk about genuine versus imitation in your films.
So I think that is something that is very dramatic that I want to capture. I mentioned before there are the gaps between the rich and the poor, the gaps between the rural and the urban society, and I do think that there is another element of this gap that I want to capture with the film is the gap between the ideals and actual reality. So for the world, of course, that people tend to desire or dream or fantasize about traveling around the world, but at the same time is that the reality that they had to face is that a lot of people, they don't have the means or they don't have the opportunity to actually move about except for going to this particular theme park that they get to see these different landmarks. And also the life of people who work in these theme parks also is this particular contrast between the ideals and what's on the surface and the actual reality of performing the exact same thing day in and day out every single day. So I think that is for the world. For the Ashes Pure as White, I do think that the gap that I want to somehow showcase is the in the 80s, the Hong Kong gangster, mobster genre, you see that type of values that people cherish. It's almost an ideal in terms of how you see human relationship, that kind of interpersonal connections, that kind of loyalty, how you love, how you hate. It's very much an idealistic way of thinking about human connections. Whereas now, to contrast that with the actual reality is that people are all for themselves. It's all about money. That don't care about human relationship. They don't care about loyalty. So that, to me, is another element of this contrast that I think that I can bring to the fore so that the audience can understand all the major transformations that we are going through as a society.
Zhangke Daoyan, thank you so much for being here. Noted writer-director Zhangke, whose newest film, Ash is Purest White, opens in Toronto on March 22nd. This is Daniel Garb, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and my website, culturalmining.com.